Wilson, Scott Girard, 97.5, DKSL Sports Zone. By the way, big thanks to John Gambandora, who joined us from Phoenix, part of Arizona Sports, one of our sister stations down there in Phoenix, Arizona, with a great insight analysis on what's going on with the Coyotes and the potential sale of the team and the possibility of them coming to Utah as early as next season. Let's go, folks.
Yeah, I'm actually going to retweet his piece that he's put out because there is a pretty lengthy piece that he's put out. And there are a lot of details into this. Morello reportedly seeking upwards of $1 billion for the franchise. John said 1.2 when he was talking with us, Scotty. But seeking upwards of $1 billion that he bought in July of 2019. We've heard of some other NHL teams recently selling for around $900 to $980 million. He was talking about the expansion process being right around $500 to $600 million, but that's just for the NHL team. And then there's a lot of expenses to get everything else going. It's not like you're getting a big time discount, but that's kind of the expansion costs right now for the NHL. So, Scotty, the reason you're hearing Scotty and I's energy level elevate is because it feels like it's becoming more and more a reality.
Yes.
So it's getting into Scotty's blood. It's getting into my blood. And look, we're two guys that have covered this sporting market. Scotty goes back 20-something years. I'm back 16, 17 18 years now. Jeez, I might be 18, yeah, might be 22.
I don't have you by much, man.
But we've been in here a long time. And, you know, really, we consider the NBA one of the top of the top, and we've got that NBA team. But we are missing one of the other majors, and this is an opportunity to get a major. And so Scotty and I we're beyond excited about it. And trust us when we tell you we will jump into that with the same enthusiasm that we've jumped into the NBA with.
Same enthusiasm as college football, same enthusiasm as the NBA. This is a big-time moment if this does, in fact, happen. Now, again, there's a lot of things that need to play out for this to happen, but it could happen relatively quickly. So in preparation of all of this, in our conversation with John, you know, look, we're going to need to be educated about this team if this happens. So this is what you're looking like from a organization and a talent standpoint if, in fact, the Coyotes are playing in Salt Lake City next year.
They've got a great general manager in Bill Armstrong. And what they have that I think would benefit, you know, wherever they go, more so than even an expansion franchise. The excitement of an expansion franchise, it's yours. It was never anybody else's. You get this, you know, it's yours from the beginning. That's a lot, you know, that's a lot of excitement. But what they have is they've got a lot of draft picks coming up, guys. You know, they've got two second rounders, three third rounders, two fourth rounders this year, and then four second rounders next year. They've traded away a lot of their players over the last few years and built up a lot of assets. They've got 9 second round picks in the next 3 years, plus all their first round picks, plus 7 third round picks. So they've got some good players, young players. They've got Josh Doan, the son of Shane Doan. They've got Dylan Gunther, good young player. Logan Cooley, good young player. Clayton Keller's been in the league for a while. He's been an all-star numerous times. So they have, you know, the makings of a competitive team, and what they have is a tremendous amount of assets going forward that can really rebuild it in a hurry because, you know, they've probably got more assets than just about anybody else when it comes to, you know, first, second, and third round picks over the next 3 years. That could be very exciting for somebody.
Well, that is exciting. It is exciting because it's a new build, and there's a lot of interest in what they have in draft picks and what they have in management. I did ask him a little bit later in the conversation, what's the highest level of success the Coyotes have had in the time that they've been there? And he said they made it to the Western Conference Finals one time. So you would definitely want an upgrade, and you'd want it to be a competitive NHL team because, Scotty, I think the reason the Golden Knights – hit lightning in a bottle was because they jumped into Vegas and they were instantly competitive.
Yes.
people wanted the ticket. They want to be around championship level hockey, and they had championship level hockey from the outset. Day one, they had championship level hockey, and it excited the community. It excited the area. Plus, Vegas just has this weird transient nature where when people are in there, they're like, well, let's go see a show. What's in town? Oh, well, we got the Raiders. Oh, we got the Golden Knights. Oh, we got the Blue Band Group. Oh, let's go to the Golden Knights. You know, whatever it is. So they have done an amazing job. And the Golden Knights have become a mainstay and an image and a logo and instant success in the NHL. And I'm jealous of it. I'm jealous of what Vegas has.
Now, 1,000%.
The Coyotes don't strike that fear and interest into you like the Golden Knights do, but that doesn't mean if they come to Salt Lake City and don't find a nice level of success that they wouldn't instantly become something very big here in Utah.
So, you know, one of the things that I thought was interesting is you've got commissioners out there like Roger Goodell. If he wants to force the issue with an owner, he can usually make it happen. He's got that kind of power. And so I asked John if, in fact, Gary Bettman has that kind of power to say, look, we're tired of your nonsense. We're tired of you stringing this thing out. A lot of failures there in that Phoenix area in trying to secure land and build an arena and get it done the right way. You haven't been able to get it done. And even if you do win this land sale, we're looking at another 3 years before you can get the infrastructure built up. So you're looking at 5 years in essentially a college arena that seats 4,000 people.
It's an embarrassment.
It's an embarrassment to the league.
Makes the NHL look stupid.
It's unacceptable. If you can go get the land, great. And you can build something up, then great. Then we'll talk about expansion in 3 years. But as of right now, it's not happening. Sell the damn team. And I asked John if Gary Bettman does, in fact, have that power to try to push something through.
My belief, based on the people I talk to, is that, you know, he is pushing more for, okay, you know, we can't play three more years in a college arena. This isn't going to work. I don't even have any guarantees that you're going to win the land auction. And even if you win it, are you going to be able to build this thing? So I think, although he has shown a tremendous amount of patience here in keeping the team here because of the market value, because of the television, the market value of Phoenix compared to Salt Lake or anywhere else, I think he may have run out of patience. I think that there are some behind the scenes things going on. They've definitely been in discussion with Ryan Smith and told him that he's in the picture. And but I couldn't get any confirmation on that end that anything was imminent, although I had a source here tell me something could happen within the next week. But now the Coyotes are saying that, the you know, in at the end of June, there's the land auction and they're going to try to win that thing. Now, you know, I was also told that Bettman may have told Morello that, you know, we'll move the team, and if you get the land, we could give you the expansion team. You know, you could buy the expansion team. You know, sell the team for whatever he sells it for, and then use that money to buy an expansion team. That's something that's been told to me, too. But again, the only thing that I went with that I was completely comfortable going with in my story was that Alex Morello has reached out to people in Arizona and out of the state about purchasing the team from him. So that was the main story. Everything else I'm giving you is just background on stuff that I've heard and things like that. But gotcha. The story that we went with is that he has sought out potential buyers. And that's a fact. He has sought out potential buyers.
Okay, so, Scotty, now, as a community, you weigh the interest of purchasing a ready-made NHL team or holding out for the potential of an expansion team.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, there is good and bad in both situations, in my opinion. And,
yes.
And I haven't had enough time to build my for and against lists and try to really understand what would be the better option. But right off of the top of my mind, let me tell you why I think that the Coyotes would be the better of the two options. And I could make an argument the other way, but this is utmost importance. Attaining the NHL team. And if you can get in and you can purchase that from an ownership group, it ensures that you're going to get it. Then you don't get in this arms race of, oh, well, Portland is in it and Nashville is in it and Phoenix is still in it and you buy it. You own it, and you don't have to worry about putting together a group to try to make this place look like a great settling spot for an NHL team. You own it. So that's of primary importance is just getting it. Now, there's another side of me that's like, man, I would love an expansion to be able to build it the way you want to build it. And I would imagine there's some type of expansion draft, and there's going to be all types of branding and building a team. But I don't know. Where do you stand on this? Because for me, I can weigh both sides really heavy. But for me, it's like, if you can get it, get it. If you can buy it, buy it.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. And again, look, it's pretty easy for me to talk about how somebody should spend his $1 billion. But I know for a fact, and I've talked to people in the organization, you know, close to the situation, I guess I should say, that John's exactly right. If given their preference, I do believe that the Smith Entertainment Group would prefer an expansion team, because then you can just grow it your way. You can hire exactly who you want to hire. You can build the infrastructure from the ground up and really build the team the way you want to build it. However, getting the immediacy of having a team, knowing that you can just bring something in, you don't have to worry about the expansion draft, you have the roster, and you get it. Here's the thing, you know, expansion, you're on somebody else's timeline with expansion. You don't know how long it's going to take. You don't know how the process is going to be. I mean, I think you hit it right on the head.
And maybe it slips out of your grasp.
Exactly.
You have less control.
Less control. Here, you'd be like, no, look, I'm going to cut you a check and we're done. And let's call it good. And I think that certainly is a very viable, exciting option if you're the Smith Entertainment Group, to just be like, you know what, enough of the drama, enough of hoping that the other owners want to expand, enough of, you know, all of this other nonsense. We're just going to write this dude a check for a lot of zeros and get the team, and let's get ready to rock and roll in October.
And Ryan Smith can still make all the big boy decisions with the Coyotes that he wants to make, as long as it's approved through the commissioner and through the league, through the organization. You can make the changes if you want to rebrand it. I mean, look what he's done with the Jazz.
Yep.
Now, there's been some rebranding and some re-imaging, and there's been some hires, and then there's been front office changes. I mean, look at the changes that went down. I mean, we watched it firsthand, Scotty. When Ryan Smith took over, the changes were dramatic.
Yep.
So if you want to change the name, if you want to change the imaging, I'm sure it's a lengthy process. If you don't like the Coyotes, you don't feel like it fits, maybe you want to change it to, you know, something that is more regional, even though Coyotes are all over this place. I think that you would have the ability to do that. If you don't want to keep management, you could fire management. If you want to trade draft picks, you could do that. And you heard John talking about the amount of draft picks that they have. You can still shape it the way you want to shape it.
Yeah, yep.
So if you can buy it, buy it. If you can attain it, attain it. If you can get it here within a year and have next season right here in the great state of Utah,
do it.
Baby, bring on that product.
Let's go. Let's go. All right, we are live. I mean, I'm telling you, man, this is a lot of fun. It's April. It may be a little cold outside, but you know what? Boating season is going to be here very, very quickly. And now's the time to make sure that you have everything you need to get on the water. Rogers Performance Marine, you guys have been in business for 41 years, Kurt. Nobody here in the state of Utah can get you outfitted, whether you need a brand new boat, whether you need all the toys to go along with it, whether you need the service. This is the place to go.
There is absolutely no reason you need to buy or drive by this place, because we service every brand on the water. So if you need service, we've got you covered. We've got some great discounts this weekend on all of our boating products. I've got reps here from London Heyday. If you've got any questions that you need to have answered, they can answer them for you. I've got some discounts on electronics this weekend, 25% off on surfboards. We've got lots and lots of free swag, hats, t-shirts, you name it. Come on in and grab some. We're giving it away. We'd love to see you and love to have you come by and talk with us.
You mentioned before, you know, before we started the show, that like the surfing craze has really re-energized the boating community. Kind of walk us through what that's like and how people have really latched onto that.
So it's a lot like what happened with snowboarding to the ski industry. Snowboarding completely revitalized the ski industry because it drew in a lot of a younger crowd. When I was young, I skied, water skied every day of my life. I can't do that anymore. I'm too old. I get too sore. But you can wake surf all day long, and it's a very low-impact sport. If you fall, you're only going 10 or 11 miles an hour. It's an absolute blast. You really need to come try it. And you don't have to spend $250,000 or $300,000 for a boat to surf behind. We've got surf boats here for under $100,000.
Mm. Come down and just take a look at the inventory. I'm just looking at you. You've got just a big sprawling lot, and you've got every boat somebody could want, everything that anybody could imagine.
We do. We have a little bit of everything. We've got anything from a 16-foot aluminum boat to a 22-foot aluminum boat and everything in between.
So what is sold more? Is it the recreation or is it the fishing style? Is it the wakeboarding, surfing style? What's more sought after here in the state of Utah?
It's probably split pretty close. The fishing boats are very popular in Utah because we have such fantastic fisheries available in the state. But surfing has really just taken over. It is huge right now, and it's fun.
Yeah,
it's a great family sport.
Well, it all starts with a trip down here, and again, so many great opportunities. But here's the thing I want to talk about, Kurt, before we let you go, is that sometimes a purchase like this can be a bit intimidating for people, and especially if you're a new time boat owner, you're just dipping your toe in the water, no pun intended, for the first time in something like this. You may need to have your hand held a little bit through this process, and you guys are ready to help out there.
Yeah, we've done it for 41 years. I mean, if you're a first-time boat buyer, come on down. We'll hold your hand, show you how really it's not that intimidating. We spend a lot of time with you before you take possession of your boat to make sure you know how everything works. I think you'll be really, really comfortable. We pride ourselves in our customer service here, so please come in and see us.
Nobody does it better. Rogers Performance Marine. We've got all kinds of goodies. Kurt mentioned he's got the swag, the reps. We've got jazz gear. We've got the all the candy bars you could possibly think of. We're going to load you up with a sugar high as well on a Friday. It's a Friday. Let's cut loose. Let's have some fun. Rogers Performance Marine, 1009 Recreation Way, North Salt Lake. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome Hans Olsen back to the show. I know with you, you guys love your food. You love your food analogies. So we're having you on to talk spring football. Now, spring football is to football as blank is to a meal. What is spring football? Because it's not the real deal.
It's a total meal replacement shake. And it's a bad mix. It's like a protein powder you order. You think you're going to like it because it says cookie and cream on it. You mix it a couple times and you're like, this tastes like cardboard. This is trash. It gives you the calories that you need. It's hard going down. Eventually you end up throwing the whole bottle out, but it's a meal replacement shake. I think that's the equivalent.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's time to saddle up and talk about the winners and the losers. This is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, here's the good.
Good, the bad, the ugly, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. All brought to you by RGS Exteriors and Construction, obsessed with quality results. Well, last year at this time, Hans, after Ryan Odom announced that he was leaving Utah State, we saw Utah State's roster get absolutely decimated with the transfer portal. Well, Mason Falslev last week announced that he would be going in the transfer portal after Utah State lost in the NCAA tournament. And then, of course, Danny Sprinkle on his way to Washington. Well, Mason Falslev just hopped on Instagram and announced that he is, in fact, returning to Utah State. So Mason Falslev out of the portal and will return to Utah State for the upcoming season.
Coach Calhoun's first big win.
Yep.
That's his first big victory. And that's as good as putting up 8 or 9 wins in a season, because Mason Foslov was still young, very, very young. Well,
I mean, not in terms of years, because he's he's done the mission thing,
yeah,
and
just and, young and experienced
and redshirted last year. But in terms of eligibility and experience, yes, extremely young. And I mean, look, he was a freshman. Now I know he's a 22-year-old freshman, but still, he's a freshman, and the sky's the limit. Obviously, so much fun to watch him play and what he's been able to do in his development. And if he can get that outside shot cooking, which we saw at times, but if he can be a consistent, he doesn't need to be a 40% three-point shooter, but if he could be a 35, 36% three-point shooter, whew, he could be scary, scary good.
Yeah, he is, because he can take you off the dribble so well. So he just has an amazing first step.
He was number 2 in these are numbers you would expect from a guard or from a big man, excuse me, but I want to say he was number 1 in the Mountain West Conference and number 26th in the country in 2-point shooting percentage at 68%. So that's shots at, you know, at 2-point shooting percentage. Now, usually you see that number from bigs because they're shooting so close to the rim.
Yeah.
Right? Dunks, layups, stuff like that. You wouldn't expect that from a 6'3" guard.
No.
And so what that means is he's getting those buckets in transition. He's getting those shots at the rim. That is a remarkable number to be shooting 68% from 2 as a 6'3" guard. And again, shows you his athleticism and what he can do to get to the rim and finish at the rim once he gets there. Just really impressive stuff from Mason Foslev, and a big get from, as you mentioned, Jared Calhoun, and getting him to return. So there you go. Big news for the Utah Utah State, as they're able to get Mason Foslev back for
great
another year.
News.
Yep. There's your good. Let's get to the bad.
Now the bad.
Good, the bad, the ugly, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You're smirking.
Well, I've got a story and you've got a story.
Now you go ahead.
Well, you and I found this right after the show concluded yesterday. Rashee Rice was,
yes,
in fact, driving one of the 2 speeding sports cars and did, in fact, leave the scene. He's now admitted to that. And the NFL is now investigating. The Kansas City Chiefs are investigating. Law enforcement is all investigating. The question was asked to his attorney, Scotty, why did he leave after the accident? Why did he leave the scene of the crime? His attorney said, you know, that's a good question. And that's still being investigated. you're his attorney. Have you not asked him? Did you not ask him? Rashee, what happened, man? Like, you wrecked in like 6 cars. There could have been dead people. And
yep,
you were seen leaving. Why did you leave?
Well, about that.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's the question I'm asking you. Let's get to the bottom
of
this.
That's why we're asking that
question. How drunk were you?
Yes.
How high were you? What guns were you carrying?
Exactly. What else were you in possession of that you didn't want the police officers to see?
Because if this works out that he gets a better deal than he would have got if he had simply had a DUI or maybe found in possession of a weapon, then I'm going to be pretty darn sickened over it. His attorney is going full-blown CYA. He is doing everything he can to recover a name here. And he went as far as to say, you tell me nobody's perfect? Look, no. I Scotty, you and I are the first to admit we're far from perfect. I mean, I'm far, far from perfect. But one thing I've never done is driven a sports car at 100 miles plus per hour, wrecked into a bunch of people on a freeway, potentially carrying weapons or drugs or alcohol that I shouldn't be, and walked away from the scene of crime, not knowing if I killed somebody or not, and really not caring.
Yeah. Nope. I can say that's not on my bingo board.
I've made a lot of dumb decisions, things that I've begged and pleaded for forgiveness. This one is like, geez, man, that's prison time.
Yep.
That's prison time.
Yep. And I do think, and I think you brought up a really good analogy on the drug test that you guys had in the NFL. If you didn't show up and take your drug test, it was assumed a natural
guilty.
Or an automatic guilty,
yep,
like a positive test.
I think that there is a horrific loophole right now in our judicial system where guys can walk away from an accident and they get hit with leaving the scene, but that gives them an opportunity to go home and sober up or get rid of whatever they need to get rid of and then voluntarily turn themselves in. And I like how these guys are like, oh, well, he voluntarily turned himself in, like that's some like badge of honor that they did. No, what they did was they were a coward. They walked away from something because they've been given the legal advice to walk away and get as far away from it as possible, get the slap on the wrist for leaving the scene of an accident, and then, but you're in a much better position because that's far better than getting hit with a DUI, certainly better than getting found with a gun or with narcotics of some kind. Not saying that that's what happened, but if it did, that's frankly the smart thing to do. As disgusting as it is to say that, it is the smart thing to do.
It's a
horrific dirtball, disgusting thing to do, but from the standpoint of the legalities of everything, it's the smart move.
Again, our common sense sometimes in this country makes no sense at all. It's ridiculous. It's a bad deal. And I do wonder with everything that's surrounding Kansas City now, because there's a lot of bad. Scotty.
Yeah.
You got to admit, there's a lot of bad. Right? I mean, we went through it with the assistant coach and two assistants. One that is just got out or is getting out of prison because he hit and caused brain damage on a 5-year-old that will never change. And another one that got a DUI and a father of the quarterback and high profile going into the Super Bowl. Like the Kansas City Chiefs, they've got a real problem on their hands right now.
Yeah.
And this situation with Rashee Rice is as bad as it gets, man. Well, it's not as bad as it gets because nobody died. But
yeah.
Imagine if that was your family that was in the minivan. One of the cars that was hit was a minivan.
Well, and there's injuries.
Yeah, there are injuries.
And you don't know how long those injuries can last. You know, it can be a lifetime of back issues or, you know, all kinds of stuff. And just because somebody didn't die doesn't mean their quality of life isn't extremely diminished.
And he was driving the car and left it.
Ugh, disgusting. All right, there's your bad. Let's get to the ugly.
And, of course, the ugly.
So, Scotty, the Giants and the Dodgers were playing the other night. Shohei Ohtani steps up to the plate, knocks a home run, and this woman named Amber Robin was up in the stands. She caught the home run ball. Instantly, a couple of Dodger securities pull her out of her seat.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what's crazy. Now, some of the details on this story are crazy. Told her husband to stay there.
Oh, really? Oh, that's...
Told her husband to stay there, pulled her up into the standing area, and said, all right, we need the ball. And she's like, what? No, it's Ohtani's first home run ball with the Dodgers. Like, what are you talking about? They told the husband to stay. They pulled the wife aside, and they said, here's two signed hats by Shohei Ohtani. And she's like... Two signed hats. And they're like, we're going to need that ball. She's like, I'm not going to give you the ball. And they said, we will not authenticate that ball for you.
This
and she's like,
such
wait,
a Dodgers
but,
move.
But I caught this right off the bat. Like I've had it in my hands for minutes.
There's so many camera angles. They don't need an authentication. You can show the TV clip of you catching that ball. That's ridiculous.
They told her, we'll give you a bat signed by him. And a ball signed by him. But we need that ball.
Yep.
She gave it to him.
Oh, no.
She gave it to him, went back to her seat, and was like, and the husband's like, what? Tell me you didn't give the ball. And she's like, they forced me pretty much. But here's two signed hats. So the ball's value, instantly over $100,000.
Oh.
So for a minute, she was holding $100,000. What they gave her was a total of about $4,000 on an auction block right now with the Shohei Ohtani signed gear.
That makes me want to throw up.
But here's the good news. And you know, I'm not big in litigation. They have lawyered up, and they are going at the Dodgers.
Good.
With the story of you separated us. You strong-armed me.
Yeah.
Now, she's not going to have proof that they told her, we're not going to authenticate that. It's going to become her word against their word. But if it's just
common sense, which I know we're getting away from common sense, a judge is going to look at it and say, this woman would not separate from this ball for the matter of $4,000 knowing what she had in her hands.
No, no. And by the way, as much as I hate cell phone cameras, this is why you always, in a situation like that, you get that phone out, because nothing scares people
I
more.
I didn't even think about that.
Nothing
yeah.
scares people more than when you start pulling out the camera. You're like, okay, tell me again, sir, what you want me to do.
So you're not going to authenticate this ball that you want?
So what you're saying, sir, in this camera is you're telling me you will refuse to authenticate this baseball that you want me to give back to you, but you're saying you're not authenticating. Is that accurate? Yeah, about that. Okay, well, ma'am, we're going to let you go on your way now. You know, like, look, nothing scares people more
of
authority than a cell phone camera and a cell phone video. So use it to your advantage.
It is so the story that I read about this, it mentioned nothing about her having any proof, any cell phone camera, anything. So at this point, it could have been a nice video that explained it all, but at this point, it's her word against theirs. But they have lawyered up.
Good.
And the husband actually released the statement. He said, I didn't like how that was handled. You take my wife away from me, you tell me to stay, and then you negotiate with her for a couple of signed hats. He said, I'm not a money-hungry guy, but that was unacceptable.
That's dirty. That is absolutely dirty. All right, Hans and Scotty, 150. Coming up next, Whole World News, and then Curry Heelan will join us coming up at 205 right here on The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Jared Calhoun, Utah State men's basketball coach.
I was pretty direct for my next move. Obviously wanted to go somewhere with just a great fan base. We have a fun style. We average 83, 84 points a game. Kids are going to want to play for us. I had watched Utah State pretty much all year long. Danny and his staff did a tremendous job evaluating not only talent, but the right people. So we'll try to retain these guys. We're going to get a few guys out of the portal, I imagine. Some guys are going to go in. It's just an ever-changing game. Our vision and our goal should be to win a national championship. If we keep our current roster and add a few guys, we certainly can do that. That's our goal, and we're fired up to try to get really good players here over the next 2 to 3 weeks, but we're excited about this opportunity.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row. On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Go!
It's time to span the globe for the hard-hitting news you care about. Well, not really. But hey, at least we found it interesting. This is Whole World News on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
We've got the whole world in our hands.
You got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world in our hands. We've got the whole world.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Let's go to Jacksonville, Florida, shall we? Now, Hans, I know that, we got so many great boats and so many great things going on here where we're at right now. You and your son bonded over fishing, spending time on the boat. My sons and I, we've had all kinds of fun activities that we bonded together. But the Travis Graves, who is 36 years old, has a 9-year-old son and felt bad about the time he was spending away from him. And but he currently serves as a essentially for the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. He's a contract alligator catcher, essentially. So a big alligator shows up on your yard. Travis is the guy that's going to come and help you out and get that alligator off the yard. Well, a video has surfaced of
him. He's like an alligator exterminator?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, he doesn't kill them, but he relocates them. So if you see an alligator showing up and you're on your lawn, then Travis is the guy that's going to show up, catch it, wrestle it, put in the back of the truck and relocate it.
Okay.
Or turn it into boots, one of the two. I don't know what he's doing with them. But a video has surfaced of him wrestling a 12-foot alligator with the help, Hans, of his 9-year-old son.
Oh.
Here's the picture of the 9-year-old son. There's a 30-minute video as the 9-year-old son very much involved in catching this 12-foot alligator on this private property. So a lot of people, you know how internet is, and you know how Twitter is. People will tell you how you should or should not be parenting, and people are all fired up about this.
Yeah.
How dare you take this 9-year-old? And the guy's like, well, not only did I use him on this one, I've used him on pretty much all of them lately because he's really good at what he does.
Yeah.
He helps me out, and I get to spend time. We're bonding over this. And everybody's like, oh, how dare you? He's like, you know what? My boss is cool with it. My kid's cool with it. Mom's fine with it. Why don't you mind your own business?
He's learning a vocation.
He's learning a vocation. I never put him in any danger whatsoever. He's all, but he takes a big, big role in making sure that this can be done properly. So is our guy doing the right thing here?
Yeah, he's doing the right thing.
100% he's doing the right
thing. Here's the thing. This kid's got an 8-foot pole. And by the way, the saying, I wouldn't touch that with an 8-foot pole, came from this level of occupation.
Like, yeah.
Most people wouldn't actually try to go in and wrestle an alligator with any football. But you can see that the kid is away from the alligator. The dad's on top of it, riding it like a bull that just got the strap pulled on it.
Yep.
But that kid is distanced. And, you know, you do got to let your kids – you got to let parents parent.
Yeah.
You got to let them teach their kids the way they want to teach their kids. It's like when we were talking with Tim Jr. at RGS Exterior, and he – sheepishly admitted that he started working gutters. What was it? He was 8.
Something like that.
My
yeah.
dad had me up on yep. the roof at 8 working gutters. So as parents in whatever occupation you're involved in, you know what the risks are. You know what the dangers are. You know how to protect them. You know, put a little harness on them, strap them to the roof, make sure that they're okay. Make sure, give them an 8-foot pole. Tell that kid, stay at least 8 feet. Never get closer than that pole to this alligator while I'm riding its back. And if it gets me in its jaws, then I need you to jump on it.
Yeah.
Then I need you.
Yes.
Like
now you need help
when
out.
You see my head in its mouth, that's an indicator I need you.
Yep.
But, yeah, let parents parent, Scotty.
There's he did say this was a Q&A story, and the reporter asked him, what does your wife say about this? And he said, well, she's as much a part of this as anybody. Trapping alligators is how we met, so it's in her blood as much as mine. There was no follow-up to that. I want to know, like...
That's romantic.
What kind of romance develops from trapping alligators?
That's romantic.
Like, I want to know the story on how this man met his wife trapping alligators.
Have you ever seen Romancing the Stone?
A long time ago, yeah.
Yes. Great pull, Hans.
Yep. There you go.
Speaking of turning a gator into gator boots.
Yep.
Kurt Russell Douglas.
No, Kurt
Mike
Douglas.
Kurt Russell Douglas.
Michael Douglas?
Mike. No, Kurt is the dad. Michael Douglas. Yeah.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, you're right.
At the end of that thing comes out with...
Kathleen Turner, is that right?
Yep.
You nailed it.
Danny DeVito.
That's a great movie. Let parents parent.
Yep. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, what better way to bond with your kids and get them out on the water? We're live at Rogers Performance Marine. Rogers hanging out with us. Place is named after you, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
I love it,
do
man.
We need to stand up and salute? Or...
No, you okay. do not. No, just, you do not.
I just want to make sure. Kurt said, don't look him directly in the eyes.
Yeah, it makes me feel bad.
Oh, man. This is such a great facility you have down here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We've put a lot of work into this place, a lot of heart into it, and we're pretty happy the way it turned out.
Well, there's so many, the thing is, and I was talking to Kurt about this as well, this can be... especially for a first-time buyer. This can be an intimidating experience. People are like, I've always wanted, I've dreamed of it, but I just don't know how to begin or what the process is like, or I don't feel necessarily like I'm comfortable being that guy with a boat and being able to handle it properly. The thing is, you will help somebody from point A to point B to making sure that they are enjoying every opportunity of being on the water.
It's very important that is said. Buying the boat is probably the easiest part of the job. You know, getting past the intimidation of figuring out what boat you want, yes. But the people and the staff and the crew members up here at actually any one of our stores, that's the beauty of shopping through us and buying through us, is in Utah, no matter where you're at, we have you covered. And with our staff, you are not going to have a problem on the water where we can't help you.
Well, and I love it because you guys have been around for so long, and you just understand this state, and the selection is ridiculous. And I was looking through some of the notes. You've got some spring specials right now that you guys are offering.
Yeah, we do. We've got spring specials on pretty much every lineup we have, from our Lund fishing boats to our Heyday wakeboard boats, our Bayliner sport boats. We've got everything from pretty well, 14 foot up to 25, 26 foot with some really good factory rebates.
So, Kurt, as you look at what's going on and the landscape of the boating world here in Utah, fishing, obviously, surfing, but you can find a boat that's going to match exactly what somebody has in terms of what they want it to do and the budget that go along with it, too.
We can match anything that they want. As far as the landscape, we've got a ton of water this year, and everybody wants to spend time on Lake Powell. Looks like Lake Powell's going to have a banner year this year.
That it continues to rise, correct?
It does. It came up, 60 feet last year? And I think it'll probably come up that much again this year. So anybody that's a boating enthusiast in the state of Utah wants to spend time at Lake Powell, and this is the year to do it.
So Scotty and I have been doing this show for 10 years. This is our first boat shop, and it has been really distracting. I'm telling you, man, this is, and Kurt took me out and into the kind of the showroom area. I want people to understand, if you come down, it could be raining, it could be crazy rainstorm, you come into the shop, there's still boats inside, and I like it too because you've got the labels and the pricing, and you can see all the downriggers and the additions and anything from the bumpers that you put on the side of the boat to protect it, to the downrigger, to the fish finders, to the canopies. It's all out there on display. It's a beautiful display area out there.
Yes, it is. We've once again, we put a lot of work into that. The amount of inventory that they have in this store is overwhelming. Everything from the like you said, the downriggers to the fish finders, these guys can set you up. They really can.
I wanted to mention one other thing before we go in this one. Boats hold their value in a ridiculous fashion. I mean, you could find a boat that's 15, 20 years old, and you just don't see a huge decline. So I want people to understand, this isn't like buying a car and putting 200,000 miles on it in 7 or 8 years. Boats just hold a different value. I might be wrong in that. You guys are the boat experts. But I feel like when I'm looking at used boats, you just don't see a big dip in pricing.
You don't, not in our market share. You know, we don't have the environments to tear these boats up. And a lot of our clients really take pride and take care of their product. So when they go to resell it to get into their new boat, they're getting top dollar for it. Mm.
Well, it all starts with a conversation and a trip down here to Rogers Performance Marine. They've been doing it for over 40 years. Nobody in the state of Utah can match the service, the selection, and everything else to go along with it. It's all right here. Again, Rogers Performance Marine, 1009 Recreation Way in North Salt Lake. Just type it into your phone, Rogers Performance Marine. They'll get you here. We've got all the candy bars. We've got the food. We got the tickets we're giving away to RSL. I got jazz gear. We're going to make it worth your while to come down here. But more importantly, they're going to make it worth your while on everything you need to make sure you're having a great time out on the water this summer. It's all right here on 97.5 DKSL Sports Zone.